Washington. And we're very happy today to have the two sisters-in-law, Teresa Egan and Mary Kay Egan, who are residents here in Holly Creek. Teresa was born in Canada, and she has dual citizenship. And she's with us today with her sister-in-law, Mary Kay, who will tell us some interesting stories in their background. So welcome. Nice to have you both here.
Thank you.
Well, now, Mary Kay, you live on which side of the Holly Creek, the north or south?
North.
North building, and I know we're on the same floor.
Yeah.
And Teresa, you live right upstairs.
Mm-hmm. On the second floor.
Yeah. In the north building.
She's my neighbor right on the second floor north, right around the corner.
Well, even though I saw your names together in the directory, I didn't really realize that you were so closely related in a very nice way. You are sisters-in-law.
All right.
And good friends now. How many years has it been since you married the brother?
It's been almost 50 years for you.
Okay.
Almost 50 years.
Times.
What was his name?
I'm sorry?
What was your husband's name?
Larry.
Larry. Mm-hmm. And so Larry was the brother-in-law
for her.
Donald.
Of your husband.
Yeah.
Got it. You know, both Sandy and I came back a little bit confused. So we're going to have you straighten it out. And if you don't get it all straightened out, it's okay.
Good.
Because you have some great stories to tell.
It's
okay. So, at a young age, you went to a very special place to marry Noel. Can you tell us where that was?
It was in Ossining, New York. Sort of. I forget how many miles from New York
that's
it was,
fine.
But it was a little town. And I...
Outside of New York City?
I'm sorry?
You were outside of New York City?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was that school meant to... What did they teach in that school? Who were the people that came to that school?
Well, it was a community of sisters, brothers, and lay people.
Huh? Priests.
So priests, it wasn't just the nuns.
No.
It was the brothers.
It was a whole sort of in Austin.
Well, I looked up something about this school, Mary Knoll, in Ossining, New York. Let me read what it says about your school. The Mary Knoll sisters believe that we are all part of one earth community, that all of us, regardless of race, nationality, gender, background, or personal identity, are all connected as a human family with each other and with all creation. As Pope Francis has said, God created the world and entrusted it to us as a gift. How we have the responsibility to care for and protect it and all the people who are part of creation now. Protecting human dignity is strongly linked to care for creation. Mary Knoll sisters give witness to God's love and devote our lives in service overseas. As nurses, doctors, teachers, theologians, social workers, environmentalists, and more, we serve the needs of people, the poor, the ailing, and the marginalized. This mission began in 1912 in the United States. There are approximately 280 sisters serving in 19 places around the world. Quite a place for you to have come from, Teresa.
I didn't hear your last sentence.
It's a very special place that you went to train.
Oh, absolutely.
And its mission was to train for overseas. So what did you train as? What was your job?
Well, I was already a nurse midwife.
before you came there?
I Mary Knoll.
Okay.
Or did I go to midwifery afterwards? Okay. Oh.
So when you went to Mary Knoll, then you were already a midwife, but they sent you someplace.
Yeah, no.
You got your nursing and midwife degree in Canada.
No, I wasn't a midwife in Canada. I did nurse's training.
In Canada?
In Canada.
And where did you get your midwifery training?
In Ireland.
In Ireland. Oh.
What took you to Ireland, Teresa?
This is not...
I know you're a world traveler.
Not exactly, but...
Did you know somebody in Ireland before you decided to go there? And Mary Kay, I know that you're a very important person to Teresa here. And I heard you just say before we came in the room today, I don't know what I would do if I didn't know Mary Kay. So we'll explain something about your background, but help Teresa here with some of the things that were too long ago to remember. Do you know if she knew anybody in Ireland?
I don't think she did.
So just out of the blue, you decided... Okay. You just decided to go to Ireland. Were they specializing in teaching midwifery there?
It's such a long story because I grew up and was a nurse, got an RN in New Brunswick, Canada. And then I decided to join a community of sisters who would be mainly missionaries. And the only order in Canada was just a brand new order. And so the people that I consulted said, why not go with a community that's already well-founded and whatnot?
And that was
so
the one.
I ended up in with the Mary Knoll Sisters in the United States.
So that's how you got there. That's a good story, though. You also told us that you decided to go into nursing because you and your mother took care of somebody very special in your life.
Oh, my dad, yes. But that was when I was like 12 years old.
So that was a very impressionable time of life for you.
Yes. And
that's what directed you into nursing. So there you are in Ossining, New York. And how many years does it take to become a sister in that order?
The novitiate is like 2.5 years, I think.
And did that go well for you? I know it's kind of a tough training, but you enjoyed that?
Oh, I enjoyed it, yeah. Maybe because I was with another group of...
like-minded friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where did they send you then? Now you got your training, you were a nurse.
I was a nurse.
And a sister.
And then became a sister, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a sister, I was sent to Ireland to study midwifery. On my way, I had been assigned to Tanzania because the Mary Knoll community was the first missionary community that sent people overseas.
Tanzania is pretty far away.
People would come from Ireland to, you know, priests, nuns, sisters, because there weren't that many.
So there you were in...
I'm sorry that I'm not getting a coherent story.
Oh, no.
You're doing fine.
It's just fun to hear it. Even if it's in bits and pieces, we love it. So there you are in Tanzania. And you lived in a place where there was a hospital across the street. Across the way. You could look out and see a hospital. What did you do in that hospital?
So you were a midwife in the hospital, delivering babies there, mm-hmm. and also you went out to the fields. That must have been really difficult to go out to the fields to deliver babies.
And if I may, I will add, it's not just a field, it's the Serengeti.
Well, it was on the other side. You know, I traveled through the Serengeti to get to where.
Well, did tell us what you saw along the way.
Going through the Serengeti?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were in a Land Rover.
Right.
And you were driving, right?
Often, yes.
As a young girl, had you ever seen a giraffe in the wild?
Yes.
That time you did, driving across the Serengeti. What else did you see?
Going through the Serengeti, you see every kind of animal. Giraffe, wildebeest, bee.
There was no guarantee you would be safe, though, was there?
I'm sorry?
There was no guarantee that one of these animals wouldn't come and look in your Land Rover.
No, there was no guarantee.
But how did you do it? You were pretty brave.
How did I what?
How did you manage going through there? Were you frightened?
Were you scared that the animals would maybe attack you in the Land Rover?
Not really, no.
They didn't bother you?
Well,
maybe you were part of the scene. You were part of their life.
The giraffe stick his head in your Land Rover?
I'm sorry?
Did the giraffe want to look at you?
Well, the giraffe are so much taller than even the Land Rover. They kind of looked down.
Did you have some favorite animals when you were there? You saw so many. And snakes. Snakes, too, didn't you?
Yeah, they weren't as friendly. But anyway.
What animals did you enjoy?
What did I enjoy most?
Yeah, the animals.
Ooh.
How about the babies?
Which babies?
The ones you were delivering.
Well,
did mostly they all, it was pretty a normal birth for most people, or did they have any problems that you did not expect?
I would say they mostly had problems because they were malnourished.
And there was malaria.
And malaria is a biggie.
When you delivered these babies, sometimes it was in the hospital near where you were living, and sometimes you had to drive far away to meet them. But these ladies enjoyed coming to you every week. Was there a clinic there that you could
in
meet
the hospital?
Them?
She would go to the hospital. She was the only medical person in the hospital. Actually, she was in charge of the hospital. Is that correct?
At different times, yes.
At different times. But you were the head person.
Yes.
With lots of helpers. With lots of helpers.
With lots of helpers.
Did you ever deliver twins?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Triplets?
Deliver twins?
You did deliver twins?
Did I?
Deliver twins.
Yes. But she said something after
and
that.
Then I said triplets? I'm just seeing.
Triplets, maybe once or twice. But
my goodness.
They weren't an everyday.
Well, then where did these women go with their babies? Were they living nearby? Do they have to walk home?
Oh, yeah.
Carrying this child?
Yes.
Did they come back to you at the clinic so you could see how they were doing?
Many of them would. Many of them
And how far would they have to walk? How long did it take you to get there in your Land Rover? Probably over an hour.
I'm very confused at this point.
Okay. Okay.
I know that you mentioned that some of these women would bring you gifts after you delivered their babies.
Right.
They were so happy, and they would bring you a gift. Tell us about a gift that they would bring you.
Oh, it would be like a goat.
A goat.
Yeah, you open the door and somebody's presenting you with a goat.
A goat that had been slaughtered.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you do with it?
Well, cooked it and, you know.
Did you have to cook it?
No.
No.
I'm not really, as Mary Kay can tell you, I'm not really big on cooking.
No, she isn't. I will confirm that.
We're going to talk about your cooking in a little while, Mary Kay.
Oh, dear.
So this was used as food for the other sisters that lived there? Did you have it for a meal? The meat? Probably was served in the dining room when it was all cooked by the cook? I would guess so.
I'm having trouble.
Yeah. Did the nuns eat with the priests? Did you all eat together with the fellow priests? Or
not,
was it just the nuns?
Usually.
Usually? But where did the priests eat?
Well, it depends on where you're talking about. because I went from New Brunswick, Canada, mm-hmm. where I had nurses training.
Right.
I applied for the Mary Knoll Sisters, which was the first. Mary Knoll Priest Sisters and Brothers were the first missionaries in the United States. That was locally. Before that, priests would come from Ireland or Europe or whatever.
Did they come to the Mary Knoll community? These priests that would come from Ireland or other countries, would they come and join the nuns in the Mary Knoll community?
They were coming as missionaries from Ireland or England or Europe,
sure,
to the United States.
Hey, Mary Kay, we have another chapter of this story to tell we need to know how you met Teresa and how your brother met Teresa. I just have to get this straight in my own mind. So, Mary Kay, help us out.
Okay. My husband was Donald Egan. He was a doctor psychiatrist. And when Larry made the decision.
Larry was Teresa's boyfriend.
At the time.
At that time, okay.
We didn't call them boyfriends.
Fiancé.
At any rate, Larry left the, what should I call it, Teresa?
The Mary
Brotherhood, the Mary Knolls. Yeah.
There were Mary Knoll sisters, priests, and brothers.
Okay.
There was a foundation.
So he was a priest.
And Larry was a priest.
Okay.
And he decided to revoke his vows, I guess I would say, and become a regular citizen. So he migrated to Denver because that's where his brother was. And, you know, had some founding and guidance and getting a job and all that kind of thing. And, of course, somebody came along Teresa, and we became good friends. Teresa was, of course, negotiating life in the United States, where she'd never lived before, and also coming just from Tanzania. Just little things like driving a car. There was no Serengeti. So she
no
had distractions. She had to stop, you know, periodically when there was a sign. At any rate, she did very well. And as I say, we became good friends and started doing things together and had holidays together and so on. So that's how that developed.
So and Teresa came to Colorado.
Yes.
Because of her husband, Larry. Oh, he wasn't a husband yet.
No, the boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend. Okay. All right.
Well, it's a little unusual nowadays to think of leaving, being a nun and marrying a priest. I mean, we've heard of it in many stories and movies and all kinds of things. It was quite an unusual thing to do. But I got the idea from you talking to you yesterday that you weren't the only ones, that this was kind of common to seek a partner and marry.
Do you well, that is that
following.
Is true. And, you know, they live together.
Mm-hmm.
Not together, as we talk about
today. In the same
today.
Building.
Well.
Nearby.
Nearby. And the priests would offer prayers and mass for the nuns.
And confession? Do you know if they would do that?
What?
Did you have... Do the nuns go to confession?
Oh. She's asking about confession.
Okay.
And the sisters... Sisters take part in that, as the rest of the parishioners?
She's asking if you, as a nun, participated in Mass.
And confession.
Yeah, and confession.
Mm-hmm. So you remember doing that. It's just part of your life.
It was part of my life.
That's
yeah.
right.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm confused.
I'm confused.
I grew up in a Catholic country. I grew up in Cuba. And I thought that nuns and priests did not marry.
They didn't then.
They didn't.
When did that change?
It hasn't changed as far as I know. You left the community.
You left the community.
Of Marino okay. sisters, priests, brothers,
right.
whatever.
And then you could get married?
Yes.
When you left the community?
Yes, if you left the community.
Okay. So Larry left the brotherhood. Your husband left the brotherhood.
The priesthood.
Priesthood. And you left being a nun.
Right.
And then you got married.
Right. Eventually.
Eventually. Okay.
And where
that,
did you get married?
That clears it up a little bit.
Where did you get married?
At your house.
Really?
In Colorado?
Oh,
in
really?
Colorado.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Tell
us about that.
It's so complicated, I think. It's not that complicated, but...
Not once you've lived it.
Yeah.
It sounds complicated to me.
Well, right now it's confusing to me, too.
Well, it's quite a story, Teresa. What an adventure you've had throughout your life, too.
Well, all the people that I've known had extraordinary lives as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Mary Kay.
Mary Kay especially.
You have also a career in nursing.
Yes.
Tell us where that led you. And where did you do most of your nursing work?
Well, I became a nurse sort of like Teresa. My grandfather was, I would say, a country doctor.
Mm-hmm.
and did a lot of traveling around the area that they lived in.
Where were you living at this time? Were you in?
I was living, I was in Ohio.
Ohio.
I was born in Ohio.
Okay.
And eventually ended up in Colorado by my own choice.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, so I went to school in Illinois and Iowa, came out to Colorado, and worked at University Hospital for quite a long time.
And what kind of nursing were you doing there?
There I was basically in women's and men's medicine, which meant they hadn't had surgery or anything. They were there for heart attacks, strokes, that kind of thing.
Okay, got it.
Is that where you met your psychiatrist husband?
That's where I met him.
Okay. So then you stayed in Colorado?
Yes.
Because you both were working here?
Yes.
Did you continue working because you had children?
Well, I continued working until I had children, at which time I took a break and raised three children, yeah.
And that's working a lot, I know. to raise three children takes a lot of work.
And a lot of driving.
Yes.
There was no Serengeti, but there was certainly a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Well, then after a while you were divorced and did something else, which reminded me of what Teresa has been doing.
Well, if you're referring to my work as a hospice nurse,
mm-hmm.
and that was also traveling, lots of driving.
Mm-hmm. But you became a medical missionary someplace?
No, I wasn't a missionary per se. I went on to Ecuador as a... at a medical mission in Ecuador, and I worked. But that was, they were brief periods of time, a week or 2 weeks at a time. Nothing like Teresa did.
But you lived in Ecuador, though, for a couple of years?
Weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you do your hospice work? I'm interested because I'm a hospice worker, too.
All in Denver, area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many years did you do hospice work? Do you
About
still
8 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I did home hospice.
I did home hospice in California. Then I volunteered at Porter Hospice here.
Right.
Across the street. Yeah.
So you have your children nearby?
I have a daughter who lives in Boston.
Ooh.
She's the renegade of the family.
She's the renegade?
And the other two live here.
2 minutes.
What do they do?
One is a what we call a geek.
A geek? Must be very smart.
Well, don't know. Sorry. He is a techie.
Oh,
he works for
sakes.
Schwab, and
for Schwab.
Uh huh. And my daughter, living here, is a doctor.
What kind of doctor is she?
She's an internist.
Uh huh.
She's also a lawyer. Just in case you're in any trouble.
Well, I know that your children love Teresa. They love to have Teresa take care of them.
Oh, you've done a lot of babysitting for those children, I understand. Years ago, they're all grown up now, but years ago, I think they probably loved their, what I call you, Aunt Teresa. We used to call each other's friends aunts and uncles, even though they
so
weren't
nice
related.
It's been so nice to have you here, Teresa, well, and Mary Kay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. Your story, I think, I felt it needed to be told. And the
I
two
did
of
too.
You, the two of you can work together. I know, Teresa, some of it's difficult to remember, but it's such a beautiful story, and you've done such wonderful, worthwhile work throughout your life. And Mary Kay, thank you for supporting her, and thank you both for being here. Okay. And that's Wanderings for today. Thank you.
Along the mountain track, and as I go.